Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to a slightly later version of Rev Inc. Sunday Soul Connection due to our technical hitch. But we will continue nevertheless. As always, we like to set our time together by starting with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Together, that our hearts and minds reflect you.
So I invite you just for this moment to take a deep breath in and just release out all the agitation, irritation of the frustration of trying to get through this morning. And to be present in this moment as we join with each other across the airwaves, linking our hearts and our minds. As we take this time to listen, to learn, to deepen, and to transform. The listening isn't just the regular listening that we do with one another and our loved ones. The listening is a hearing of the still small voice of spirit that is ever speaking and directing us if we tune in. So often we are tuned out because the noise and the clamor of our incessant thoughts drowns out that still small voice, which comes to us as we sometimes describe it as out of the blue. A thought occurred to us. Out of the blue, something just made sense. Out of the blue, we got a realization from what seemed seemingly nowhere. The still small voice is always speaking to us if we learn to listen to it. And we hear it sometimes more easily when we're in prayer, in meditation, in contemplation, in focused concentration, whether it's doing the dishes or coloring or whatever it is. It just calms and quietens that noisy, clattering monkey mind so that we can hear and listen to the still small voice. We're learning because whilst we have a physical form and are walking this place called Earth and journeying through this thing called a lifetime, we are given, continuous opportunities to learn. I believe that everything that comes to us is a gift, a lesson, or a blessing, if we can learn to see it that way. This journey that we are having called life to which we are learning and remembering who we are as sons and daughters of the Most High God. The lessons that we have to learn are to strengthen us, to grow us, to expand us into the fullness acceptance of who we are as children made in the image and likeness of God. To come back to the remembrance that everything that God is, we are. And in the words of the teacher, the work that I do, you can do also. Truly, he was teaching and living from the viewpoint that we were joint heirs, co-creators of the divine, just as he was. So this time is a time of learning and remembering and listening. It's a time of deepening. For me, that means that I need to keep being conscious, to step out of my little limited human consciousness that says, I can't, I won't, I'm not enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not special, I'm not clever. That little human self that constantly wants reassuring, that constantly needs its insecurities assuaged. The deepening for me is to keep coming back to the remembrance that I'm not just a human being having a little human experience, but I am a divine spiritual being having a spiritual experience through a human form. I am a child of God, and all that God is, I am. And as I continuously deepen to this realization and practice unconditional love, practice unconditional acceptance, practice seeing people through the eyes of how God sees them, as whole and complete, ultimately, I become transformed. I become transformed to be a vessel and a conduit of spirit that experiences and expresses all that the divine will have me be. I become transformed because I am not limited by what the world view is, what the race consciousness says I should be. I am transformed because I know that I have the mind that was in Christ Jesus is in me. I am transformed because I know that everything is working together for my good because I love the Lord. I am transformed because I know that with God all things are possible. So as we come together in this time, we have an opportunity to deepen, to learn, to listen, to be transformed. And so I invite you with me to set that intention of our time together. Always when I travel to New York, and as you know, I have begun my studies again, I try as much as possible to go to temple on a Friday night. Whilst many of us do not take the conscious time to celebrate a Sabbath, whether we do it on a Friday night to a Saturday or a Saturday to a Sunday, to be able to take that time and just acknowledge the week that's been and exhale it out and present yourself to be ready for the week ahead. It's precious. And Rabbi David, who is an amazing teacher, shared something from Mark Nepal. He's an author who I have shared pieces from him over the course of the years I've been doing this, and truly someone I really respect. And I cannot remember in essence what it was he shared, except for one line that jumped out at me. Just a few words that hit me like a 4x4 up by the side of my head. And I quickly wrote it down because I'm apt to hear things or listen and get ideas or something from the divine and I forget it. as soon as I leave the space that I'm in. And it simply was, widen the riverbanks of my soul. Widen the riverbanks of my soul. What beautiful language, what beautiful words. And the energy that came to me was truly that of how can I expand my spirit to listen more, to learn, to deepen, to transform. And so my theme this morning is to widen the riverbanks of our souls. How do we do that? How do we seek to expand more consciously? To express the allness and the fullness of our being. How do we expand our soul so that we can be present and conscious in each moment? To live the life we were created to live. How can we expand the riverbanks of our soul so that we may remember our divine nature and bring that into every situation that we are having? Truly, I believe that if we continuously expand the riverbanks of our soul, our life would be transformed. We would be different, we would see things differently, we would show up differently. We wouldn't be feeling some of the levels of thoughts that we have. We wouldn't be feeling that we were somehow victims of some sort of divine spiritual conspiracy, or thinking that we were victims of the hands of fate. Yesterday, a young man stopped by to pick up my dry cleaning for me, and he said, "May I ask you a question?" I said, "Sure." He said, "Are you a fortune teller? Do you tell fortunes?" I said, "No. Why would you think that?" He said, "Because of the look of your house. It looks like you could tell fortunes." And I said, "We create our own fortune. We create our own destiny." "No," he said, "no. There's some people whose fate and destiny is just different. Look at all those young kids with money driving their cars." And I said, "Billy, don't look at what they have. Look at what you have. You have the power to choose, to think, to create for yourself what you want. Well, do you think I could be Bill Gates?" "I think you could be Billy. You're not held to be Bill Gates, but you could be another version of Billy." "No, it's in my destiny, it's in my fate." And I smiled because nothing I was saying was registering with him. He wanted to hand his power over to the fate and destiny. He wanted to believe that his was one that was poor me. I'm never going to get ahead in life. This is my lot. He was looking outside of himself and seeing what other people had and was envious. I said, "Billy, you won't get ahead by looking at what other people have. But it starts looking at what you've got and working with that. And who knows, maybe something may have registered with him. But he was firmly convinced that it was in his fate and his destiny. And that's the thing that the teachers, all of them, we're trying to share with us. We, each and every one of us, has the power, has the ability, has the opportunity to create the life we want. Because we are one with the immanent, transcendent spirit, the great intelligence of life, whatever name or label you choose to give it. And all that it is, we are. Just as the wave in the ocean has all of the properties of that ocean, we who are of spirit have all of the properties of spirit. But we have to claim it. We have to believe it. We have to live it. We have to express it. I came across several quotes, and one of them I want to share with you right now. It's by William Dubois. And it says, "May God give us both the honesty and strength to look our own faults squarely in the face, and not ever continue to excuse and minimize them while they grow. Grant us that wide view of ourselves which our neighbors possess, or better, the highest view of infinite justice and goodness and efficiency. In that great light, let us see the littleness and narrowness of our souls and the deeds of our days, and then forthright begin their betterment." Here, William Dubois is inviting us to look at ourselves, to look at our shortcomings, to look at all the things that we have narrowly accepted, to look at our faults and seek a higher view, seek a higher way of being, seek a higher way of expressing, to listen to that still small voice that is calling us out to be the best and higher selves, to learn from our past experiences and grow and expand, to deepen into the awareness that we are spirits, to transform, to widen the riverbanks of our soul. My reading from Science of Mind this morning is entitled, "Honor Your Soul." The first reading is Frederick Douglass, who says, "The soul that is within me, no man can degrade." I'll share that one more time. "The soul that is within me, no man can degrade." Ernest Holmes, on The Science of Mind, page 33, says, "There is that within every individual which partakes of the nature of the universal wholeness. Our soul will never change or violate its own nature. It is done unto each one of us as we believe." The author writes, "The nature of the soul is a topic shrouded in mystery. Although most religions teach that it is the part of us that exists beyond our physical bodies, it also gets wrapped up in the old concepts of heaven and hell, which are loaded with dogma. Our soul, however, is simply that energy within us that makes us unique. It is eternal, but we don't have to wait until some afterlife to experience it. It is our connection to God and therefore the source of all of our intuition. And it is that part of us that can never be hurt, damaged, or diminished. It is there to guide us toward our greatest good, to those things and experiences that will ultimately bring us joy and satisfaction. When we honor our soul, we take care of ourselves. We follow our intuition and rest when we need to rest, play when we need to play, and work when we need to work. We allow that greater self to guide our actions and relax in the belief that our soul is always conspiring to bring us our good. Our soul, as we expand its riverbanks, is always conspiring to bring us our good. But we have to be conscious. We have to make that time to listen, to learn, to deepen, to transform, and ever widen the riverbanks of our soul. So my story that I want to share with you this morning was one that a friend of mine started to tell me about. And I said immediately, oh, I want to share this on Sunday. He said, I don't know where I have it. And I said, don't worry, I'll Google it. And God bless Google. I found it. And it goes like this. It's a true story. A young man had been to Wednesday night Bible study. The pastor had shared about listening to God and obeying the Lord's voice. The young man couldn't help but wonder, does God speak to people? After service, he went out with some friends for coffee and pie, and they discussed the message. Several different ones talked about how God had led them in different ways. It was about 10 o'clock when the young man started driving home. Sitting in his car, he just began to pray, God, if you still speak to people, speak to me. I will listen. I will do my best to obey. As he drove down the main street of his town, he had the strangest thought to stop and buy a gallon of milk. He shook his head and said out loud, God, is that you? He didn't get a reply and started on towards home. But again the thought, buy a gallon of milk. The young man thought about Samuel and how he didn't recognize the voice of God and how little Samuel ran to Eli. Okay, God, in case that is you, I will buy the milk. It didn't seem too hard and didn't seem too hard a test of obedience. He could always use the milk. He stopped and purchased the gallon of milk and started up toward home. As he passed 7th Street, he felt the urge to turn down that street. This is crazy, he thought, and drove on past the intersection. Again, he felt that he should turn down 7th Street. At the next intersection, he turned back and headed down 7th. Half joking, he said out loud, okay, God, I will. He drove several blocks when suddenly he felt like he should stop. He pulled over to the curb and looked round. He was in a semi-commercial area of town. It wasn't the best, but it wasn't the worst of neighborhoods either. The businesses were closed and most of the houses looked dark, like the people were already in bed. Again, he sensed something. Go and give the milk to the people in the house across the street. The young man looked at the house. It was dark, and it looked like the people were either gone or they were already asleep. He started to open the door and then sat back in the car seat. Lord, this is insane. Those people are asleep, and if I wake them up, they are going to be mad and I will look stupid. Again, he felt he should go and give the milk. Finally, he opened the door. Okay, God, if this is you, I will go to the door and I will give them the milk. If you want me to look like a crazy person, okay, I will be obedient. I guess that will count for something, but if they don't answer right away, I'm out of here. He walked across the street and rang the bell. He could hear some noise inside. A man's voice yelled out, who is it? What do you want? Then the door opened. Before the young man could get away, the man was standing there in his jeans and t-shirt. He looked like he just got out of bed. He had a strange look on his face, and he didn't seem to have some stranger standing on his doorstep. What is it? The young man thrust the gallon of milk. Here, I brought this to you. The man took the milk and rushed down the hallway, speaking loudly in Spanish. Then from down the hall came a woman carrying the milk towards the kitchen. The man was following her, holding a baby. The baby was crying. The man had tears streaming down his face. The man began speaking in half crying. We were just praying. We had some big bills this month and we ran out of money. We didn't have any milk for our baby. I was just praying, asking God to show me how to get some milk. His wife in the kitchen yelled out, I asked him to send an angel with some. Are you an angel? The young man reached into his wallet and pulled out all the money he had on him and put it in the man's hand. He turned and walked back towards his car, and the tears were streaming down his face. He knew that God still answered prayers. There are times when we hear that still small voice. We argue with it, resist it. Sometimes we obey. Often we ignore. But I invite you, my beloveds, that in the effort to widen the riverbanks of your soul, that you listen more consciously. And now, if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the rising and the falling of your life-giving, energizing breath. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in." And as you breathe out, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe out." Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in." My breath as I breathe in deeper. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe out stronger." Inhale. "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." As you breathe out, say to yourself, practices my breath as I breathe out forgiveness.
Closer without them breathing, no other hands and feet. Here in this space, as we consciously seek to widen the riverbanks of our soul, let us set the intention to listen, to learn, to deepen, and to transform. At this time, we like to set the intention for our week ahead, to see in our mind's eye that which we wish to be, do, have, or experience. And as we create the mental image and bring the emotional feeling to it, it creates the blueprint, the mold, the cast with which the infinite intelligence takes and works with to manifest. So whatever it is you desire for yourself, as you see it, feel it, believe it, the universe will bring it forth. We bring our focus into our circle of prayer. And as always, if there's anything or anyone that is in need of prayer, you're invited to include them in it. Also include anything that you may be dealing with that you wish to have included. And at the end, I will share a beautiful prayer by Mark Nepo that is just moving. So we know that we live, move, and have our being in the intelligence whose center is nowhere and circumference is everywhere. We know that right where we are one with the one that is both transcendent and immanent, the great infinite intelligence of life, that is known by many names, but none can contain it. Divine beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is, as we consciously come into your presence at this time, ever seeking to widen the riverbanks of our soul, that we may listen to that still small voice, that we may learn from all our experiences, that we may deepen down in the remembrance of who and whose we are, that we may be transformed as spiritual beings. As we come into this presence right now, setting this intention for ourselves, strengthen us, embolden us, enliven and empower us, that we may go forth as children of the Most High God, knowing that we are loved and that we are enough just as we are, knowing that there is nothing that needs to be added or taken away that will make you love us more. And if you love us so unconditionally, may we learn to love ourselves. Divine, beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is. As we look at what's going on in our world, it would appear that there is so much confusion, so much distress, so much distrust and everything else. So we're sending love and light to all areas of this beautiful planet. We're sending this love and light that it may be a healing balm for those who are suffering in war-torn areas, those that are suffering drought or suffering the effects of hurricanes and cyclones and tornadoes. We're sending love and light to those who only know bitterness and hatred and bigotry in their hearts, a world that is divided because of religion or sexism or racism. We're sending love and light to heal our hearts and those of our brothers and sisters wherever they may be. We, with our expanded riverbanks of our souls, are sending love and light to wherever is needed in this world. Martinipo writes, O endless creator, force of life, seat of the unconscious, Dharma, Atman, Ra, Qual, dear center of our love, Christ-like Yahweh, Allah, Maru, mother of the universe. Let us, when swimming with the stream, become the stream. Let us, when moving with the music, become the music. Let us, when rocking the wounded, become the suffering. Let us live deep enough till there is only one direction, and slow enough till there is only the beginning of time, and loud enough in our hearts till there is no need to speak. Let us live for the grace beneath all we want. Let us see it in everything and everyone, till we admit to the mystery that when I look deep enough into you, I find me. And when you dare to hear my fear in the recess of your heart, you recognize it as your secret which you thought no one else knew. Oh, let us embrace that unexpected moment of unity as the atom of God. Let us have the courage to hold each other when we break and worship what unfolds. Oh, nameless spirit, that is not done with us. Let us love without a net, beyond the fear of death, until the speck of peace we guard so well becomes the world. And so it is. Together we say Amen. I'm unmuting the phone so that we now say our Buddhist meditations and affirmations for the day.
All participant lines have been unmuted. Press #6 to mute your line.
Our first affirmation is from our Science of Mind reading. I listen to the deepest calling of my soul. Our Buddhist meditation. I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed,
I freely forgive them.
And I ask forgiveness.
And I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone.
Knowingly or unknowingly.
Knowingly or unknowingly.
In thought, word or deed.
In thought, word
or deed.
May I be happy.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May my friends
be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
Be free.
Now a prayer of protection, the light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God, protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is and all is well.
And so, my beloved, as we come towards the close of today's Sunday Soul, we'll be back again on Thursdays for our 10 at 10. And again on Sunday. I believe the clocks go back. My prayer blessing that I'm closing with, my benediction prayer, is from the wonderful book I've just come across called Praying with the Earth, A Prayer Book for Peace by John Philip Newell. And he says, may the love of life fill our hearts. May the love of earth bring joy to heaven. May the love of self deepen our souls. May the love of our neighbor heal our world. As nations, as peoples, as families this day, may the love of life heal our world. And so, my beloved, as you go about your Sunday, I wish you a very happy Sunday. And the song that I'm sharing with you is a song that, as I was driving, I heard, and it just filled my heart with joy. It's by a new artist I've come across called Damita. And it's simply entitled, Praise You Now. Enjoy.
I'm going to
Beloved, as you seek to ever widen the river banks of your soul, may you always praise God in the process. God bless you and have a wonderful week.
Thank you.
Thank you.